Our gospel for today is the inaugural speech of Jesus, the beginning of his public ministry. He quoted the prophet Isaiah, and by that, Jesus claimed that he is a messianic prophet of the sort that Samaria awaited, and a messianic king of the kind that Judea expected. He did this proclamation in the power of the Spirit. So Jesus outlined the agenda for his whole life and ministry. This is what and who Jesus is. We find in his inaugural sermon the direction, the way, and the scope of his mission, and the kind of leadership he will take. Jesus declares his preference for the afflicted, the captives, the blind, and the oppressed, which is the key in understanding the rest of the gospel. His concern and the centrality of his life and mission is for the underprivileged, the outcast, the poor, and most of all, sinners. This is a statement of his commitment to social justice and reform, love and compassion, and fostering outreach to all in peace and mercy. This inaugural sermon is authenticated and verified in more detail in the Sermon on the Mount in Luke chapter 6, verses 20 to 49. So my dear brothers and sisters, we as Christians, followers of Jesus Christ, have this kind of the same mission and concern. We are called to follow and live the inaugural sermon of Jesus, that is, to be proclaimers of good news, hope to those who are captives and imprisoned, sight to those who are blind, and living examples of God's love to those who are lost and overburdened. So let us continue the mission of the Lord to bring him to others, especially to the poor and the needy. Be the face of God to them.